This is a discussion for patient Stanley Okoye, Stanley Okoye, Stanley, last name is Okoye, Okoye. Date of birth is 4/7/1968, date of accident 8/18/2023, date of service is 9/6/2023. Chief complaint is severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back and lower back to the tune of 7 to 9 with no radiation. And my moderate headaches. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident on 8/18/2023 as a result, as a causative factor. The history of the automobile accident is as follows. At 5 p.m. on 8/18/2023, the gentleman Stanley Okoye was traveling as a restrained driver of a Honda CR-V 2012 at 5 miles an hour. He was traveling on West Davison. And near Petoskey in West Detroit. He was on West Davison and he was at the intersection with Petoskey where he was almost stopped. He was hit by another car, Chevy van, at 40 to 50 miles an hour and was rear-ended as the other car didn't stop on time. The damage, patient reports that the damage to the car is as follows. The car is drivable and is not totaled. The bumper and the trunk was broken in the rear. No other damage is reported. There was absolutely no damage inside the car, no steering wheel or seat belt, headrest or dashboard, console, none of them are injured. No glasses breakage, no door damage is reported. Regarding the patient reports further that he was wearing seat belts, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, it was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital by the ambulance. The patient went to the emergency room himself at Beaumont Hospital in Canton, where pain medicine, x-ray, CT scan were found to be okay. Pain medicine were provided. Regarding the injury, patient report that he jerked to and front and hit into the headrest twice, leading to headache and neck whiplash. And he had a dizziness immediately, headache. And he denies any chest pain, chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma from a direct impact. He did not bang his head into steering wheel. And no other direct trauma is reported. Regarding the pain, in the history of presenting illness, patient report that he has a headache which is in the back of the head with moderately severe off and on, not associated with any TBI symptoms. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, hearing problem, taste problem, smell problem, facial muscle problem, TMJ problem, no issue with the confusion, disorientation, focus problem, no issue of incontinence of the bowel or urine, no blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. In addition, patient has pain in the area of neck, mid-back, upper back and lower back in the midline. And in the lower back, it goes across. Lower back pain is 8, mid-back pain is 7 to 8. Neck pain is very severe, 8.5 to 9. These pains are present continuously and are described as shooting, stabbing, sharp and fearful. The severity of the pain is from 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 8 to 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down and improved by nothing. The patient denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle, muscle weakness, bladder, bowel, incontinence or any radiculopathy. So far he has had x-rays and CT scan on the day of accident at the Beaumont Hospital. regarding treatment, patient reports, he has had 4 visits with the chiropractor, and which is helping him almost 10%. No other treatment has been afforded to him, and he has been sent from the chiropractic office for evaluation. System review is positive for high blood pressure and the heart disease. Rest is negative. Past surgical history, none. Allergy is none. Family history, patient reports, mother is alive, but she suffered from a stroke. Father is deceased due to heart attack. Siblings, 2 brother and 1 sister. One has a heart attack to the elder brother, but okay. And the other one, people are okay. Relationship stresses, patient is married, lives with his wife and 4 kids, 14, 11, 8, and 6. Patient current employment status. He is employed full-time as an occupational therapist, assistant, and he works at Select Rehab. Employment, patient is working full-time, and disability, none. Legal history, patient is Mike Morse as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not use alcohol, smoke, or any recreational drugs. ADLs are reported as follows. Running and doing yard work are affected 9. Home chores and reaching the cabinet is affected 8. Among the ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 151 over 79, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'8", weight 170. 55-year-old Nigerian male of a good built nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, chances, clubbing colony care is observed. No overt anxiety or lethargy. Noticed. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. No acute distress. Shortness of breath or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, which is completely normal, including the psychiatric evaluation. The gait is normal. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination, we mentioned that there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum muscle and paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5 with several trigger points noticed, especially in the middle fiber of the trapezius bilaterally and paraspinal muscles bilaterally. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed at L5, S1, bilateral sacroiliac joint, and C4 to T8, as well as severe muscle spasm in the paraspinal muscles of L1 to L5, with the moderate tenderness and 2 plus hypertonicity, as well as severe pain and spasm in the both trapezius muscles and quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally, with severe hypertonicity of 2 plus. The range of motion of the cervical spine is 40, flexion, forward flexion is 40, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 10. The maneuver is to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test is positive. Destruction test is negative. Sotal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg rest test is positive. Bilaterally at 30 degrees. Cross leg rest is positive. Bilaterally. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are palm tender with positive Faber test and consultant test bilaterally. And compression test, iliac compression is positive, destruction test is positive, standing flexion test positive, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities, Patient does not report any issues with the extremities. Please use the template to type it. All normal. Diagnosis? V89.2 XXT and 09.90 XA Z79.891. CNS R51. F41.1. Nerves M79.2. Muscles M60.09. Ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, 54.08, S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17, 54.5, M43.28, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for Stanley Okoye is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered along with chiropractic treatment, laser treatment. With the entire spine, cervical, thoracic and lumbar, and both sacroiliac joint, along with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. Disability is for work restriction, 7 hours, 6 days, 10 pound lifting limit, light duty. Medications. The patient is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril is provided 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Elevil 50 milligrams at night for healing, anxiety relief, and sleep, pain relief. Lyrica 50 milligrams twice a day for pain relief. Purisat 1 or 2 every 6 hours, 50 tablets for headache relief. Narcotic medication, Tylenol number 4 with codeine is provided, 30 tablets for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. A fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other records. There was a record from the hospital that came at the time of dictation. From Beaumont Hospital Center. At least the patient is on Azor, A-Z-O-R 520, 5-20. Which is Norvasc with Olmesartan, Cetirizine or Zyrtec, Cresto 20 milligram, Tadalafil or Cialis 5 milligram. It is mentioned in the record that a CT scan of the cervical spine was performed without contrast. And thoracic spine X-rays were done. There is no acute fracture, traumatic subluxation of cervical spine. Only mild spondylosis and discogenic degenerative disease is noticed. Patient has a muscle strain in the thoracic spine. No other tests are done. Interventional pain procedure, trigger point injections could be done for this patient to bring help, but it's not urgent. Patient will try chiropractic maneuvers and massage and other treatment, and if all helps, then he doesn't need any treatment. Surgical options, none are being considered. Neuropsych evaluation, not considered yet. Attended care, case work not warranted. Past medical records are being ordered, released, investigation and reviewed. Investigations, no new investigations being ordered. Patient will be subjected to medications conservative treatment along with chiropractic physical therapy. And then of several follow-ups later will decide if the pains continue. DMEs. The patient is provided with the following DMEs, which is neck brace, back brace, tension unit, cervical traction device to help with the healing and improve the pain tolerance and improve the ADLs. Education, yes. Follow-up visit is in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.